You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Don't nobody want you to throw their dirty drawers on them. Amen. It's all right if I keep it real. Don't act like you so horny and cute. Amen. If you say, I ain't in the word today, you better check yourself. Because God's sick and tired of us playing with this religious format. And the platform make you all of that. No, no, no. He brings some people to the platform. What's going to tell the buck naked truth. One thing I do understand now. When God be for you, don't worry about all them devils against you. Because he'll allow you to see with your own eyes that I am that I am. Somebody help me. I give him praise today because he's a mighty God. We can't wait on him for him to stamp approval on us. We scratch and running here and there. I got a word and somebody done prophesied some lies because I ain't made up my mind. I want to be committed to a relationship with him if he don't allow me to be nothing but stuck to that blue chair until I leave here. Somebody help me in the house. Oh, we got a whole lot of changes to be made.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we got to be willing for ourselves to understand we need to change.
Amen, amen.
Some of us been hanging around the church all our life.
Yes.
And ain't no change came yet.
Amen.
You're still the biggest gossip in the house.
Yes, Lord.
Got a shovel sharpened for anybody.
Amen.
This church folk. And because we put our mouth on people, we think it's okay, but sometimes you kill that person.
Amen.
With your nasty mouth. I ain't hear nobody.
Yes,
see, people say you're a lummy dummy when people think they're walking all over you.
Yes,
that's right. I come to say what he tell me to say.
Amen.
And we get God mixed up with people who think they done you a favor.
Amen.
He's looking for us to get in his line.
Amen.
And connect thyself to his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That he will endow you with power.
Amen.
From on high. And he ain't got to get nobody permission.
Amen.
You don't have to have a church meeting to vote me out.
Amen.
When he done voted you in. Somebody help me today.
Amen.
I give him praise.
Amen.
He wants us to understand that our going through is to develop us.
Amen.
And if you're talking about ministry, you can't do it unless you line God line with him. Because there's some devil set up in there just to get you.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Right.
But if I done made up my mind, they're going to get some Jesus or he got to get gone.
Amen.
Somebody help me in the house.
Amen.
And you can say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
There's another one you got out of the way.
Yes,
so you're lining me up where somebody else can come in.
Yeah.
So they can know that you are the way.
Amen.
My God, I bless him.
Lord.
In the book of 2 Peter, the second chapter, I want to read a piece down here. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. When we messed up, we despise correction. We despise folks telling us that you can't go to heaven in your junky self.
Amen.
I'm still talking about self today.
Amen.
We want God to do all these things for us, but we don't want God to downsize us. Because I'm entitled to all of this glamours and this lighting. We ain't entitled to nothing.
Amen.
That God don't see he can entrust us with. One thing I love about Joyce Myers, a whole lot of men think women can't do this. She said, the Lord told me that I would be one of the women that would build an empire ministry. And she got on TV and said, he said it and he did it. Now y'all go fix that.
Amen.
If God said that, don't care what you say,
right.
He will do that.
Amen.
Some of the men's talking about it, they ain't got a pot to piss in and the one to throw it out.
Amen.
Knowing so much and don't know nothing.
Amen.
If I done make you mad, I ain't mad.
Amen.
This is Jesus' thing.
Amen.
And you got to keep saying to yourself, I won't touch the Jesus thing.
Amen.
Because he'll touch me in his timing.
Amen.
The Lord told me a woman was supposed to be in my ministry. She said to me, I will not come. And I said to her, I don't give a care because you won't come. When you understand he ain't nobody to play with,
yes,
you will have to know it for yourself.
Right.
See you, and I mean it. This is a Jesus thing.
Amen.
If you take it personal, it's about you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Can I help by three people?
Amen.
He want to see, can I put you in a training class?
Yes.
So I can let you know for yourself, I can do all these things, but you ain't going to get it because you cute.
Amen.
Can't tell you nothing because you know everything.
Yes, Lord.
You're exempt with all your etymatation. And you sitting up reading the Bible and ain't clean your house.
Amen, amen.
Ain't wash your behind, ain't hear nobody.
Amen.
Trying to be a scholar down in the hood. You don't need to be a scholar in the hood because don't nobody care about you being a scholar.
Amen.
When we try to be it by ourselves, ain't nobody caring about you like that.
Amen.
I was listening on the radio coming home from the Hurting Women house yesterday. These leaders make me sick. Up there with all reading these scripture. Let me tell you about marriage. How can you tell me about marriage when you humping the sheep with anybody?
Amen.
You can't tell me what requirement for a marriage.
Amen.
You can get up there and go solo and think you all of that.
Right.
You still ain't nothing but a devil.
Amen.
Oh, let me get to the word.
Amen.
Here and Peter was talking about, we need to foretell on ourselves. We need to tell the devil, I see you now. You just don't love me like I thought you did. You keep on making me think I'm exempt and I'm not.
Amen.
You keep on allowing me to repeat and repeat and repeat.
Amen.
Because self won't his way.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I come to talk about self today.
S-E-L-F.
Amen. But we want everything for ourselves. But we don't want him for ourselves.
Amen, amen.
The one needs to get your nap, go on and get to it right away. I just don't want you to snow where I can't finish this. Our presumption. It makes you proud. It makes you bold in yourself. It makes you a daring devil. I ain't hear nobody. Because don't nobody mess with me myself. We don't start speaking some words on people, but they're going to come back and get you.
Because
you think you exempt.
Well,
oh, my God. Ain't none of us exempt.
Because
we in the body and we are human.
Yes, Lord.
And you're breathing his air.
Yes,
not ours. And not the air condition.
Right.
I know some people like to be cooler, but they're watching that light bill. So they're going to just survive in the heat. The arrangement that the adversary has deposited in us, in ourselves, that I got it together because I can quote this word. That ain't enough getting it together.
Amen, amen.
I know. That this word has already been established. You won't have to go time to establish it. I said, Lord, what you want me to go to? Because we got some heroes. She ain't come out the Bible. But when he sent a word, that's the Bible.
Amen.
When he said, I'm sick of you or looking at everybody else and don't see yourself.
Amen.
Nobody got a major problem with that. Some people won't now, but that's good. See yourself.
Amen.
Check in for yourself. Because
yes,
pride is for a big fall.
Amen.
When you are daring, the devil love to pump you. Go on. Some things you ain't supposed to put your hands on.
Yes.
You're going to let God lay his hands on you.
Amen.
It'll be better benefit for you because you might kick up out of here before time.
Yes, Lord.
I give him praise today.
Yes,
mm-hmm. We operate on a lot of things because that pride in ourselves.
Amen.
When a spirit defined that, you ain't nobody to mess with yourself. Please hear me. They walk softly by you for they self.
Amen.
But the spirit of the living God ain't nothing to play with.
Amen.
Oh, I ain't hear nobody.
Amen.
Oh, I done had a whole lot of people tell me off. I tell you thank you.
Amen.
Oh, you got it like that, thank you. Because I want to keep going to him. I ain't just talking about church family. I got family members come at me wrong. But I saw, I take it personal. You try to straighten me up and you straight.
Amen. All right.
Thank you for your boldness. Thank you for your daring. Because you got it like that. I'm in the house today.
Mm-hmm.
See, self-will. I'm in the book right here. It said, presumptuous are they, self-will. They are not afraid to speak evil or dignities. We got some people, ain't scared of nothing.
Amen.
I ain't hear nobody.
Amen.
When you're in the street, you're supposed to learn to be scared of something.
Amen.
But when you come to Jesus Christ, you're supposed to humble your tail down.
Yes.
And keep on seeking his face.
Yes.
So he can turn you from your wicked ways. So you won't be lost because of what somebody else say, but it's about what you say. Uh-huh, I get it. The self-centeredness. Oh, you can see it in the body. I know I got something that you ain't got. Someone walking this proud, get up. I know I can sing. I know I can prophesy. I know I can play. I know I see a fly if it land on your head. But you better turn that thing around.
Amen.
Say, God, fix me.
Yes.
Because all that I got ain't going to do me no good when you don't got enough of me.
Amen.
Pride.
Yes, Lord.
Arrogant.
Yes.
Boldness.
Yes, Lord.
We need to know our place.
Amen.
The Lord sent me to a ministry and I will operate out everything I am now. But he sent me there so I can see the order that he had for me. He spoke to me. And I didn't go up there trying to take the pastor's job. He said, sit on the chair. I also want to hear somebody today.
Amen.
You don't have to rush God and you don't have to help him.
Amen.
He said, be there at 11:30. Oh, the mister right there, pastor. Because some people come when they want to, if they want to.
Amen.
They didn't train the church.
Amen.
Shoot a bird at you. My mama said, I don't have to do nothing. I ain't hear nobody. So, filthiness. We don't want to see the filthiness in us, pastor. But we want to make sure we scrub it out of you.
Amen.
You don't have to be in the pulpit. You can be assured of yourself.
Amen.
And you go get anybody because you get down like that. But when God says enough of ourselves... I got a few scriptures that I isn't it amazing? Our self-centeredness, we are supposed to turn it around and come to be available to love and help somebody else. But we got some people all jacked up in the cell. You better not come to them and ask for a ride because they'll tell you not here. I ain't hit nobody.
Amen.
Before I go back up there, I want to go to the book of James 3:14-16. Selfish, ambitious, bring it bitter fruit. All that ambitious stuff, we get in a hurry to try to prove to somebody I'm all of this. Ambitious, we'll hinder ourselves. I must ain't got the right message, God. I repent.
You got it, Pastor.
Because we want to walk in a private place. There's people up in here catching hell.
Amen.
You hate when the first of the month and the 15th, you sorry. But I walk in a prideful place.
Yes.
And catching hell in pride. Oh, my God. We got to see ourselves. What is it? We want to charge somebody else for ourselves. They left me with all these baby children. That might have been the best thing you could have got a hold to. So you can see yourself. So you can shut it down for yourself.
Amen.
He give us a choice. You want me now? Or you want to keep charging somebody else for yourself?
Amen.
I've been trying to get your attention, but you won't listen.
Yes, amen.
Because you said self-righteous is what I do. Self-assurance is who I am. Oh, my God, my God. See, we get mixed up by these tongues, too. Let me go there. Tongues is a gift. I saw a woman cuss like a sailor. She went on up in there in tongues. I said, I'm scared of you. I'm going to check myself. Am I in the house tonight? That church programming can put a program together and go up in there and mess up a house. Oh, my God. Let me go on a little further. Verse 11. Whereas angels which are greater in power and might bring not railing us as association against accusation, got it, against them before the Lord. But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. We are guilty for speaking about people and you don't know their situation.
Amen.
You get a whole lot of people together and it mess up people.
Amen.
I ain't hear nobody.
Amen.
Cause gossip is the number one killer.
Amen.
You can be trying to put the truth, ain't nobody gonna hear that, but gossiping, talking about somebody, everybody hook themselves up into that.
Amen. Amen.
Then they come to be a partaker. You ain't seeing what it's doing to yourself.
Amen.
Because, see, my motto was this. Oh, we want to act like these marriages are so good. If you got a book about his or her, that male or female, and you keep on seeing they nasty and do what they want to do, that spirit, man, if you don't get to Jesus, you will do worse.
That's right.
I ain't got to get no old men. Amen.
Amen. Right.
Play holy.
Amen.
Play holy. Far from it, because you're seeing somebody else.
Amen.
And it'll affect yourself. Can I get somebody?
Amen.
You don't have to tell me, but he already know.
Amen.
And I know, because I was guilty of the same thing.
Amen.
You look at that nasty rascal,
yes,
and you come to be nastier than that rascal.
Amen.
That's what church fools do too.
That's right.
You drop something in your spirit. And you start looking at that person, you didn't know they had a limp to that old nasty demon.
Amen.
Come and you put it out there. They ain't holy, but you better check yourself.
Yes,
check in with self with him.
Because
if you all that, you ain't seeing nobody else like that.
Amen.
I've been coming up here a long time. And I ain't got no problem with it. God, people. The problem lies in me. Because when I go back to him, I say, I tried my best to obey you. Because I want myself to be in right standing with thee. Because when I need a miracle, when I need you to step in, I can't walk in that self-righteous demon. Hallelujah. We got this thing. We call up the Pope and everybody else who will answer their phone. But you can call up Jesus and he'll answer you. We want to rely on everybody else. Oh, my God, my God. But we do bodily harm. We do spiritual harm to ourselves. And we want to charge somebody else. We're in denial. Thank you. We're in denial for ourselves. This lady ain't calling the name. Folks were telling her her son was a gay. She said, no, he not. I grant you one thing. When she saw him in the casket, she fell out dead too. Denial kill your dead as a donut. Whatever else, I want to get the right myself. My baby son, I done had a lot of people to help me either get Jesus or die. And I chose to live. I said, God, you teach me how to see myself. When I see myself, I got to line up with you for myself. I can't be out there looking for him in the street. That's where he want to be. I got to get myself connected to you. I bless him today. And what I say today from my experience, you don't have to hear me. When you start seeing yourself, you release you from all these attacks, man. Release you from being a liar talking about somebody else. Whatever he done, that between him and Almighty. Because I want to see myself with what I done. It's okay, son, if I talk about you today. I'm sure you don't care now because you wearing them Prezels or Cutsales or whatever them things is. But our biggest hold up is ourselves. We take what somebody say to us personal for ourselves. We got into marriage and relationship and all of that, but we going to point our finger at somebody else. You got in, then nobody drag your tail in. Sometimes folks try to tell you not to go there, but you know so much yourself. Then you got to pay the price yourself. Go on in the book today and find you exempt. But when we keep on playing and don't see ourselves, people have left this pathetic ministry because they didn't want to see themselves. Paul, I ain't hearing nobody. Old person tried to jiggle me like I was on the street. I said, you don't know me like that. Now I'm giving you this opportunity to back up off me. It won't be nice if you come again. Don't take my kindness as I'm scared. I don't get down like that. I kept going to God for myself. I didn't do it to you. But you're going to charge me. Now you don't charge me the last time. Now you come to me again. And when you mean it, God will let you know that he heard you. I went to the store. And when I got out my car, I saw this lady. I said, not today. But I went to God. I said, God, what would you have me to do? Because we'll tap the store today. What will you have me to do? For myself. Because I need to be released. They charged me wrong and I didn't do it. You're scared to jump up on who told you. Which was the Apostle Graham. Somebody help me. You're scared to jump up on him. But you better be scared of this Jesus in me. It's a difference. I said, now this is the last day. I ain't changing my number. When I was in the street, you didn't doubt me. What my sister said to me, call out all the people, she said, I said, no, you telling a lie. Only one. And the rest of them, they came with a price. When we get tired of being tired, I want to see myself. What is my problem? Because I'm walking in myself. I ain't hear nobody. I'm trying to keep it scriptures, you know, for the scholars up in here. But God is demanding us to see ourselves. When we need jacked up relationship, we see them and don't see ourselves. I wonder if that kind of spirit take control of a something that is not there. If you operate in the same spirit, why would you not check in with yourself? I ain't hear nobody. Ourself is our biggest hindrance. Because we want to put it on somebody else. Some people up in here have been married more than one time. I raised my hand.
But if you don't see yourself, you're going to keep doing the same thing every time. You've got to define, what's wrong with myself? I want me a honey bunch and a hump. You ain't ready for nothing but get delivered. And we don't want that because we don't want to see ourselves. Over here, we're afraid of some people who operate in a sure spirit, but you better see yourself. Mm-hmm. Lift Father, go down. He will allow us to have our self-will. We keep on damaging, destroying self because it's our will. Lord, you're going to, no, I'm looking for you to do something. I'm looking for you to see yourself. Well, the last four were no good. You ain't no good either because you ain't seen yourself. I cooked them a hot meal and some peas and I found out what they like and that sucker still did me under. Stop cooking and see yourself. Now you eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm going to straighten my hair out for him. He ain't got, no. If you want to keep it straight for yourself, do that. If you feel nappy, go nappy for yourself. We try to please other but ourselves. I'm going to make this marriage work and it all out of whack. Because you ain't made up your mind to see yourself. And he will let us see ourselves if we want to. But that self will, I do what I want to do. We done told many lies, and I'm talking about me. Lord, if you let me keep this house, I'm on prayer meeting Tuesday night from 7 to 8. He said, you don't play with me long enough. I want you to see yourself. It ain't about you. No, we got some children that ain't trainable because the parents can't train them. You think he didn't see? You couldn't come up in there and wash your hand on my drapes and toss you and your baby and your mom and all of y'all. But I needed to see myself. What he want to do for myself. When you think you done arrived and made it in yourself. And I don't care how you telling lies. Oh, I ain't up on this. And Lord knows I'm just simple. You're a simple liar. Self got you lying to yourself. I just want the little natural thing. You want everything you can get your hand on for self. I'm willing to work out there three jobs to get what I want for myself. We do anything to get what I want for myself. We lie to people for ourselves. We hook and crook for ourselves. We cover up for others and don't want to identify myself. Because we walk in pride. We fill up with it because as long as you keep on lying, you get filled up in yourself. Look in the mirror. I know I'm cute. I say I'm cute because I want somebody to define it. Ain't like that. I just say it so you can see yourself. Been over, broke over, shaking and nervous. See yourself. That's what God looking for us. I said, God, what you want me to do with this self? I said, let me get up in here and find some scripture. And some people ain't going to hear me still. You know, that's what the church world is on now. If God ain't told you to write a book, you better go to the library and learn scriptures. So somebody will read your best-selling book in yourself. Is it all right if I keep the truth going? It's amazing how
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry.com.